This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has reaffirmed Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism, replying to a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Home Affairs in the Rajya Sabha yesterday. Mr. Shah said, in the past 10 years, the government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and use of technology. He pointed out that country was facing three major challenges in the past which hindered country's progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism and insurgency in Northeast. Mr. Shah stated that government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The minister said, terrorism, Naxalism and extremism are on the verge of ending under Narendra Modi government.
आतंकवाद को जड़ से उखाड़ने के लिए हम प्रतिबद्ध हैं और मैं फिर से एक बार कहता हूं 31 मार्च 2026 को यह देश नक्सलवाद से मुक्त हो जाएगा. कश्मीर में अब शांति है. नॉर्थ ईस्ट में भी सारे उग्रवादी लगभग सरेंडर कर चुके हैं. नॉर्थ ईस्ट में भी विकास का रास्ता प्रशस्त हो चुका है और पूरा देश मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में आगे बढ़ रहा है.
India has said that Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in the region. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening on the issue of radical preacher and fugitive Zakir Naik's presence in Pakistan and his meeting with top leaders there, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, this is not the first time that he has been treated in Pakistan. Mr. Jaiswal said, it shows the kind of approach his hosts have and what it means in terms of giving so much support to a person who is wanted in India. President Draupadi Murmu has said that sensitivity towards the deprived class determines the reputation of a country or society. Addressing the Purple Fest event at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening, the president said, compassion, inclusiveness and harmony have been the values of Indian culture and civilization.
दिव्यांग लोगों के लिए अपने कौशल और प्रतिभा का प्रदर्शन करने का एक अवसर है. मैं दिव्यांग भाई बहनों से जो भी मिलती हूँ उनके हौसलों और सकारात्मक दृष्टिकोण को देखकर मुझे ऊर्जा प्रेरणा करती है. दिव्यांग कलाकारों द्वारा बनाई गई कलाकृतियों का प्रदर्शन भी किया गया है.
The Purple Fest aims to raise awareness about different disabilities and their impact on people's lives and to promote understanding, acceptance and inclusion of persons with disabilities within society. President Murmu expressed happiness that the government is striving to empower and ensure equal participation of Divyangjan through the Sugamya Bharat Abhiyan. Bihar is celebrating its 113th Foundation Day today. The state of Bihar was carved out from Bengal Presidency during British rule on 22nd of March in 1912. This day is celebrated as Bihar Divas. The theme of this year's event is Unnat Bharat, Viksit Bihar. I beg your pardon, Unnat Bihar, Viksit Bihar, to highlight the state's progress and future potential. Various cultural events, exhibitions and performances are being held across the state to showcase Bihar's rich heritage, innovative presence and promising future. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings to the people of the state on Bihar Day today. In a social media post, the president praised Bihar as a land of knowledge and development since ancient times. The Prime Minister described Bihar as the sacred land of heroes and great personalities. He said that the state, which has made Indian history proud, is passing through an important phase of its development journey today. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has said that it will revoke legal protections for hundreds of thousands of Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans and Venezuelans, setting them up for potential deportation in about a month. The order applies to over 5,32,000 people from the four countries who came to the United States since October 2022. The 18th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is set to kick off today, marking the start of another season of high-octane T20 cricket. In the inaugural match, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the iconic Eden Garden Stadium in Kolkata this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.